Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
God said, relax, I got it under control. Oh, somebody should have decreed it right there. God said, tell them tonight, just relax. I got everything under control. Everything you've been worrying about, everything you've been stressing about, God said, you can relax tonight. I got it under control. The same thing that's been causing you turmoil, that is bringing the very tears to your eyes, God said, you can wipe the tears tonight, baby, because God said, I got this under control. Look at somebody and say, he got it. I want to focus now back at Isaiah, the 40th chapter of the 29th verse. It says, he giveth power to the faint. Is anybody feeling weak in their body tonight? Is anybody feeling weak in their salvation? Weak and they feeling faint. And it says now, he giveth power to the faint. Oh God, somebody should get some strength right there. That even when I'm feeling weak, even when I'm feeling weak and weary, God say, I give power to you. Just when you feel like you can't make it, just when you feel like you can't go on, God say, I give you power. Look at somebody and say, I'm getting powered up right now. Oh, look at somebody and say, I'm going to connect to the power source tonight. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. Oh, God. That seemed like somebody that's helpless to me. That seemed like it's somebody right there who ain't even, can't even got a strength to go forward. Can't even run on and see what the end is going to be. But he said, now I come tonight to empower the one tonight that feel like they can't even see their way out of their situation. The one that's been worrying. The one that's been stressing out. The one that need me to give them strength in every area where they're weak. God said, I'm going to show up and give them power. Relax. God got it under control. Oh, my. I feel it right there. Relax. God got it under control. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increaseth. Oh, God, look at this. He increases their strength. Oh, y'all missing this. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church tonight. He gives power to those that feel faint. Oh my. Anybody feel like giving up? But he says, I give strength and I increaseth him that what? Oh God. I increase the strength. Do anybody need some strength tonight? Oh, maybe y'all don't need nothing tonight. Maybe you too. Maybe you done passed out already. Maybe the enemy just done beat you down to a pulp. But I came to let two or three people know tonight that even in your weakest area, God can make you strong. You ain't saying nothing. Even when you don't feel like going on, God can empower you. And God said, it's not until you get down to nothing that I can begin to do something miraculous in your life. Look what it says. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases the strength. I'm going to talk to Sister Nasiska. So it means now, if I'm feeling faint, if I have no might to go on, how can now God say he give me power to the faint and increases the strength in those that have no might? Are you getting this? So what it means now is that is when you are down to your weakest point and you are feeling faint and you feel like you have no more might left in you, that's when God begins to create something. Oh God. I wish I had somebody here tonight. Watch this. Necessity, you have to preach tonight. Watch this. it means, notice, increase can't show up until you are weak.
Oh, my. Lord, have mercy.
Did you hear that? I'm going to read it again. He giveth power to the faint. Somebody just shout power. He giveth power to the faint. So which means if you was not feeling faint and feeblest, you would need the power.
Y'all missing this.
Oh my God. But he give power to the faint, and them that have no might, he increases strength. So now, isn't it just like God to wait until the enemy done had his way with you, till when you feel like you can't even press your way on no more, that's when God step in and give you an energy boost. Y'all missed it. He steps right in, even when you don't understand how you're going to pay the next bill, and it feels like your finances have been completely depreciated, that God sent forth a wave of finance to pull you right up out of the trenches. He said, where there is no might, I increase. So it means now that you have to wait until your flesh has been completely drained.
Oh, my.
I wish I had a Holy Ghost church tonight. But when you are completely drained in your spirit, and you say, Lord, I don't even know how I'm going to make it to the next week. I don't even understand what I'm dealing with right now. Why am I going through what I'm going through right now? I feel like I can't take it no more. God said, the moment you feel like you can't take it, that's when he steps in and begins to empower you. Oh, y'all missing this. Oh, it said, in your weakness, I am made strong. So it's God can't get the glory until you down to your weakest point. When you down to your weakest point, that's when he wants you to pour out now every dime that's left in your spirit of praise. Y'all missing it. That's when, even when I don't feel like giving God praise, I praise him anyhow. Y'all missing it. Even when I don't feel like worshiping, I worship anyhow. Even when I don't understand why I got to go through what I go through, but I still give him my praise, that's when he began to step in and increase me. Look at somebody and say, relax, God got it under control. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Look at your neighbor and say, all you got to do is wait for God to do it. Oh, some of y'all don't want to talk tonight. That's all right. I preach to myself. You got to get in a position where you want to wait for God to strengthen you. But see, sometimes the enemy will come in and confuse you and try to make you begin to get a power. Oh, y'all missing it. In other words, the enemy will tell you when you're down and you feel unenergized, just drink a Red Bull. You're missing it. In other words, you will resort to things of the world to make you feel good, to make you energized, to make you happy. But God said, if you just wait on me, I shall renew your strength. And God said, this time, when I really empower you and when I really strengthen you, you shall be just like the eagle. You shall mount up with wings this time, and you shall soar. You shall not faint in the midst of your situation.
So what happens? Oh, God. Watch what happens, Sister Nessess.
Look. So it means now, when the enemy confuses me and make me depend and rely on my own credibility and my own reliable insource to strengthen my own self, it means it will never last. It means I will constantly keep fainting. It means I will always be going into a same old place where I faint. In other words, why do I keep on falling over and over again? Why am I keep on dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with over and over again? Why am I repeating the same cycle over and over again? Because you didn't wait on the Lord to begin to renew your strength. But when you got the spirit to wait on God and say, God, I don't care what I got to do. I don't care what it takes from me. I'm going to wait until you begin to do something on the inside of me that's going to empower me, that's going to strengthen me so that I can mount up like the eagles and soar and not faint and be weary. I ain't never seen so many sad Christians. Always sad. I don't feel good. I'm weak all the time. I don't have enough strength. Is it because somewhere in your life you didn't wait on God to do it? Oh God. You didn't wait on God to strengthen you. But you went out and tried to figure it out on your own instead of just relaxing and let God take control. Oh God. Some of us just need a rest. Some of us just need to get a nice big old cup of lemonade and kick our heels back and just relax and let God have control. But we begin to say, I can't relax right here because the bills got to be paid. Y'all missing this. I can't relax. Why? Because if I don't make it happen right now, it ain't going to happen. Somebody say, learn to relax. God got it under control. I'm going to give you the scriptures. Watch this. Watch what happens. It says, they shall walk and not faint. See, when you let God have control, you will stop tripping over your own feet. You missed it. When you really let God move in your life and strengthen you in your life, you will stop tripping over your own mess. The only reason we are tripping is because we've created some stumbling blocks in our own way because it was some mess we put there. Oh God, you're missing it. I can't trip unless there's something that's physically in front of me that will make me stumble. Oh God, y'all missing this. I'm just going to teach you something tonight. I can't stumble and trip unless something is physically in front of me. And the reason it's in front of me is because I put it there. Oh God, Jesus. And the reason I put it there is so that I could look at it myself because I didn't trust God enough to look after it for me. So because I put it there, sometimes I forget it's there and I trip over it. But somebody say, but God is in control. You say God is in control of everything. God is in, maybe God allowed me or instructed me to put it there. Watch this. Oh God. It's not God, but you. Why? Because anything that's in front of you is not meant to stay there. Oh God, Jesus. So it means now that God can't put something in front of you. God removes stuff from in front of you. Oh God. Because all God does, God is a God of multiplication, addition. So which means God, when he adds to you, it don't go in front of you. It goes to you. Oh, God. I hope somebody getting this. When God does something, it always comes to you, not in front of you. Y'all missing this. That's why a woman is designed to be beside the husband, not behind or in front.
Because anything that God gives you that's good, he will put to you. Y'all get this? Oh, God, Jesus. So if I'm tripping over something, it's because it's my own mess that I've created. Because I didn't relax and let God take control of it. And then now when I want God to take control, I forget what I've already created on my own. And now I'm stumbling. That's the only reason you're tired anyway. Why? Because we always stumbling over our own stuff. Y'all missed it. Did you get that? So I'm weak and I'm fainting. Why? Because I'm so tired of tripping all the time. I'm so tired. Why? Because I had to crawl over this hurdle today. I had to crawl over this hurdle on yesterday. I had to jump through that hoop yesterday and last week. And now I'm tired of jumping through all them obstacles just to get to one place. Instead of me just saying move out of the way and relaxing and let God control it. We chose to jump. Did nobody make you jump? But we say, I had to do it. I had to jump through this. Because if I didn't jump, it wouldn't have got done. It would have got done. Something would have been lacking if I didn't jump. You don't have to jump. Look at your neighbor and say, stop jumping. Stop, see, I know what happened. Crisscross got them messed up. Crisscross will make you jump. Jump. Never mind. Y'all too holy tonight. Y'all need to wake up. But look what it says. In verse 41, read verse 41, verse 1. Who has it? King James. You got it? What you got, New Living? Read that, it'll be fine. Verse 1, just keep reading all the way down to verse 8. Oh, right there. So it says now, keep silent before the Lord and let the people renew their strength. Oh, God. Sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut concerning certain things and just let the people be renewed in their strength, oh God. See, some of you are drained and tired because somebody running their mouth in your ear too much. Y'all missing this. Somebody's always flabbergasting in your mouth. So what's going to happen? You now are drained physically and spiritually because somebody is talking your head off. But he said, can we just be silent before the Lord so that people can be renewed in their strength? Generations from the beginning. So it means now, God said, you have to trust me to perform it in your life. You have to relax and let me do it for you, because he said, I've started this from the generations of the earth. Oh God. So we got to stop trying to do God's job. Go ahead. Oh my, read that again. I, the Lord, am the first. What verse is that? 4. Look at that. Read it. I, the Lord, am the first. And the last, I am he. Oh, right there. Look at your neighbor and say, he's the first and the last. Which means God is always before you and after you. Oh, y'all missed it. God said, I was doing this before you came along. And I'm going to be doing it long after you gone. Y'all missing this. So God said, if I was the provider before you showed up, God said, when you leave, I'm still going to be the provider. Even when people couldn't see their way out, before you got here, I was making the ends meet. So what make you think you got to come and do something?
Look at that. You're supposed to be encouraging one another. Read it. Jesus. Now hold. Now go back. Go back and read verse 7 one more time, the completion verse. Oh God. Hold right there. It said it is ready for the soldering. Look at your neighbor and say, are you ready to be soldered? Look at your neighbor again and say, are you ready to be soldered? You have to understand, solder now means that when you begin to melt the metal and begin to put it against something, it fastens things in place. Oh God. What have you allowed God to solder you in your process for you to fasten things in place in your life? But some of us don't want to be soldered. Because with the soldering process, there's always fire. Oh my God. In the soldering process, it cannot take place without the fire. So it means now that when the fire comes, it heats something at a certain temperature to fasten something in place by the time it's cool. So it means now, it's not until you've been melted down to nothing and the water of the Word of God begins to come and cool you off and you take on form of something else that you begin to fasten things in place. So then what begins to happen, what was moving in your life before is not moving no more because you done got it anchored down. Stuff that was jumping off the hinges and moving all out of position now becomes stable, and you have something called stability now because you have been fastened down and you let God begin to solder you. Read it. This. Oh, right there. He said, I will not cast you away. So why do we think God has forgotten about us? But he said, I will not cast. Ain't that a good God that even though we cast him away, he won't cast us away? Y'all missing this. We cast him away, but he won't cast us away. Lord, have mercy. Even when I don't have time for God, God still got time for me. Who wouldn't serve a God like me? But he said, I won't cast you away. He said, yea, I will help you. What is it? I will help you. But God said, I'm not going to help you until you finish doing what you want to do first. Uh-oh. When you get tired of jumping through hoops, when you get tired of trying to figure it out on your own, I'll help you. When you get tired of trying to hold your own self up, he said, then I'll help you. Read it. Look at that. So everybody that has rose against you, what you worrying about people for? Uh-oh. Why are you still worrying about folks when he said, relax. The same one that get on your nerves, God said, I got them. Y'all missed it. The same one you're worrying about, God said, I got them. He said, all those that have caused you shame shall be what? Disgrace. Isn't that something? The same one that tried to disgrace you, God said, I'm going to disgrace them. Oh, my. Read it. We almost done. Oh, God. Hold right there. Somebody should have just looked at somebody and said, I'm not going to see that same one no more. Oh, I ain't gonna. You should have just went ahead in the spirit and kissed that goodbye. I ain't just talking about folks. I'm talking about your situation too. I'm talking about stuff you've been dealing with. You can kiss it goodbye. Because he said, once you begin to let me have control of it, you won't even see that problem no more. You won't even worry about that no more. You won't even stress about that no more. Because now I'll be done wiped it all away. I will help you. It said, look to the hills from which cometh my help. It didn't say, look to the loan officer. It didn't say, look to my brother or my sister. It didn't say to look at anywhere else but unto the hills from which cometh my help. My question to you tonight, where are you looking when you need help the most? Are you looking for more hours on the job? Are you looking for who you can borrow from? Are you looking for another payday loan? Are you looking now to see? Oh God. Or are you looking to the hills and say, God, I'm going to trust you. Even with nothing, I trust you. Even with people on the job, I trust you. They make up all kinds of lies, but God, I still trust you. Read it. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Look at somebody and say, God, get me to redeem you. Read it. Oh, my. Oh, God, read that again. Look at that. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them songs. Somebody should have gave God a praise right there. Because God said, I'm about to give you some power to knock down the hurdles. I'm going to give you some strength to beat down them mountains that's been in your way. So you ain't got to climb them, just beat them. No, you ain't saying anything. You ain't got to worry about them no more, just beat them. You ain't got to stress about it and worry about it. God said, you're about to be strengthened to beat down the mountains that's before you. What did it say? Oh, God.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.